Hello, this is Jean-Pierre. You must be quiet. You must be silent. Be quiet. Now listen up. This is a very important time for all of us, and you must listen to me. I am Jean-Pierre, and Denis Joseph is the host of the Dream Path on PBS Radio. Very important. Very, 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 very important. So he asked me to introduce to you this very interesting collage that is going to happen this evening. Now, it is, as you can hear in the background, the mothership is ready to take off, but I must make this introduction. It is a mixture of rhythms, of rhymes, of music, stories and dreams that that stir the imagination. And these are the sounds. These are the sounds of the past, the present, and the future. And why is this? Pourquoi, you ask yourself. This is because we are the time travelers, travelers. We are the time travelers, travelers. So you must listen. So you must listen. And this is our playground.
To whom I may behold the treasures of this land, let me speak my peace and silence my command. A vision of those dusty days, a concert in a foreign land, trumpets in the gleaming sand, blue skies to the horizon. Where have you been, my long-lost friend? Have you not seen the weather is fair? Be not a plague on your family's own doorstep. Fashion your dreams for as long as you can, remembering who you are. A bright light gleams within me now. It comes with a shiver and calls to the stars. Let me remind you of its lonely bird call. It's there in the desert. It's there in the fall.
Seasons with the phases of the moon. I look back, I see your face. Was it so long ago? I stood in the alleyway, you stood in the snow.
Down the sand. What is in a smile? Mouth open wide, corners drawn back slightly, hiding those glistening teeth. The youngsters are having the time of their lives. The adults are enjoying a continuous, hilarious situation rather than reacting to a specific joke. Or how about this? The upper lip tending to lift, not merely from the pull from the mouth corners, but is forced up. You know this smile. You're at a cocktail party. The woman is a terrible bore. Yet, she is the boss's wife. Corners of the mouth move outwards and slightly up. Stretching lips to reveal upper and lower row of teeth. Just joking around, and unfortunately, they found your ticklish spot. But now I sit, and I remember this one. Lip corners move up and out. Lips are slightly stretched, but never do they part. It's that private all-to-myself smile. I'm not trying to create an impression. It is just an unconscious reaction. Well, reminiscing you.
We are having so much fun here at Dream Path, and we would really, really love to hear from you. You know, you can call us, and our number is up there, so give us a call. Let us know what your favorite subject has been so far, especially in the can shows. And, you know, what actually excites you? Because we want to hear from you, our listeners, all three of you, okay? So, well, maybe there's five, maybe there's 10. Let us know. Just give us a call, and we'll put you right on the air. And you'll be famous, just like we are. Famous and rich and debonair. Debonair. Oh, my goodness. Hey, someone's calling in. I wonder who this could be. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, wow. I'm so thrilled, and I'm just calling to say how much I love your website.
Great. You've been to our website. Could we have your name?
My name is Nolfenia.
Nolfenia?
Yes, Nolfenia.
Nolfenia.
After the goddess Hilfi.
After the goddess?
Oh, it's a long story, but we could get to that if you ever want to interview me. But I'm just thrilled to be on your show. I'm in your website. You know what I like about it?
Well, do tell.
I like the colors in the background. You know, that great plummy purple pinky background. It just puts me in a wonderful state.
Well, that's really good to hear. You now, how long do you actually look at the site? Do you just for a few minutes, or?
I love your pictures.
Pictures
are beautiful, and I love your art. and I've changed my tone and voice. Excuse me.
You know, have
sometimes I come and go from a character to another. It's, I'm not possessed, mind you.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, well, what made you call in?
Well, I just wanted to say, your site is very good because I can capture the shows that you've done before. I like that.
It's called Archives.
Oh, is that? Yes, I'm looking at it now. It says, listen to Archive. Silly of me. Anyways, you have a lot of variety, I noticed, of those very many people. Quite a few nice young ladies. And you know what? They're all good-looking. But I think they show a shine from within, and that's what makes them beautiful.
Well, you mean you actually notice the shine that comes out? That's really interesting. Now, you have a bit of a British accent. Are you calling from England?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We get you here. Even you're over there in Canada, aren't you?
We are here in
colonies.
Well, Toronto is...
colonies. How is it there? Are you still cold?
No, we're a free and native land. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Yes. Speaking of natives, I've noticed that lovely lady with the big drum. Isn't that a drum in her hand?
Oh, Brenda.
Yes. Lovely outfit.
Well, she is an amazing... We have a video there. You can go to it, and you can see her on YouTube. And she does this amazing drumming and singing and dance all at the same time. It's so anyone can listen
to that. I'm going to listen to that right after hanging up.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. And I'm sorry, your name again?
Lothenia. You know who told me to call?
No.
My good friend Mildred Hawthorne Jones.
Mildred Hawthorne Jones.
You might know her. She's a little woo-woo, but, you know,
fine. Thank you for calling.
And say hello to that Michelle.
Michelle.
Yes.
She's got her own radio show now.
Oh, she does?
Yes.
Good for her. That's what I say, you know.
Good for her, yeah.
Good for her.
And she's...
Well, thank you very much for listening to... And I know who you are, and I should have said right at the beginning how thrilled I am to be talking to the Dennis Joseph.
Well...
Oh, clear Monday.
Yes, you must get look at that, too, because they have some beautiful clothing that you can wear, and it actually... has an effect that has a very, very positive effect. Because it inside the lining of the clothing is written all these beautiful words. Everything that's like love, joy, peace, happiness, and written in 15 different languages.
Wow. Wow.
So, yeah.
How I feel.
Yeah. Oh, put it on, and if you're feeling a little, you know, slaggered, well, it'll pick you up. It'll put you in that frame of mind that says, hey, things are pretty good, and I can do something that I really enjoy today.
Yes, well, I think your site is beautiful. I think everybody... What's your web thing again? www.dreampath.
Oh, dreampath.info. And once you get onto our site on the index page, you can take a flight into the unknown and...
Yes, that's what Mildred says.
Mildred? Oh.
Yes, you know. Hawthorne Jones, my friend.
Oh, yes, of course. How could I forget? Well, say hello to her.
Okay.
Blessings to her as well.
Path.info. That's different.
Yes. Dot info.
Dreampath.info.
That's it.
Well,
And call
us. I am on the air, aren't I?
Everything that has happened.
Are we being recorded?
Yes.
Oh my God! I probably embarrassed myself.
Not at all. Not at all. You're going to be on this Saturday. I don't know what it would be English time, but just look for it to count back because we're at Eastern Standard Time here in North America. So if you're about 6 hours difference.
Yes, we're Greenwich, you know.
Yeah. Good. Well, right. Yeah. Meantime. So there you go.
Okay. Bye, Dennis. Why do you only use one N?
Because it comes from the my grandfather, who's Irish and who was actually...
You're not prejudiced against N's, are you?
No, not at all. No.
No, because my name is Nuftinia. Starts with an N.
Nuftinia.
There's no prejudice there, is there?
No, not at all. You can have three ends if you want.
Thank God.
Yes.
I used to be a witch, you know, but I got chafing from the broom. I gave it up.
And when was that lifetime?
This one just passed, but I'm getting a little bit older and flying around, you know. Oh, I get dizzy. I gave it up.
Oh, well, how do you fly now?
In my dreams and on your website.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you. Well, you know, let's dream along. Dream along with me and dream along with...
Dream along with me.
I'm on my way to the stars.
Teach that one. Anyways, lovely talking to you.
Very lovely
talking
to you.
It was an inspiration. It offers healing, art, creativity, and personal development.
All in one.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, and we'll be looking for you. We'll come visit you sometime.
It is all right if Mildred calls you next time.
Absolutely. Have Mildred give us a call next time.
All righty.
Goodbye, Nuftinia.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. So much fun at this time, and it's great to have callers all the way from the UK. We love to hear from you, so remember to we're still waiting for a caller right now. I just have this feeling, this sensation that, you know, call it intuition. Someone is going to be calling in, and I'm not quite sure who it is. It's I'm getting a C. Yeah, I'm getting a C. I'm getting an R. And now I'm getting an E and an O. What is that? Creole. Creole. That reminds me of Creole Monday. I wonder if Allison is out there. You know, it would really be good. It's so amazing when, you know, you think of somebody or a person or a place or a thing, and then it suddenly appears right out of the blue, and you just never know how it's going to happen. Yeah, well, we have our pet crow who just flew in from the kitchen, and, you know, call me whatever you like, but this is something really strange right now because I have this sensation and this
just don't call me late for dinner.
And oh, there's the pipes are banging, so that means something. That means something is moving through, and I can feel it and I can sense it, and I just know something is about to happen. Now, if the timing is right, and it doesn't really matter where you go on this particular adventure, something will come through and become a magnet to what your thoughts are. Have someone across the room look at you like, you know, they're wondering what the heck you're doing at this time. But never mind that. Clear your mind. Be at one with yourself. Yes. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Well, it is you.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was thinking about you. I was telling all our listeners that I had this buzz, this feeling. And right out of the blue, you call. It's amazing.
There you go. We're on the same wavelength. Actually, it's interesting. I was thinking of you guys because somebody just asked me where I see Creole Monday in 100 years. And what's interesting about that is because the other day somebody was talking about people with business plans and not just where you see a company in 5 years or 10 years, but where you see your company in 50 years, 100 years, 300 years. So then I actually had somebody ask me that question tonight, which I thought was rather interesting.
Yeah, where that is an interesting question. Where will you be in 100 years?
Well, I was just writing email back to this person and basically telling them that I see Creole Monday as its own entity by then, that it's a global public company that creates prosperity at every level with everyone it touches, whether you're an investor, whether you're a consumer wearing one of the products, whether you're a recipient of its charity, because we see Creole Monday having its own charitable foundation. And when I talk about prosperity, I mean at all levels too, not just in wealth, but in health and in spiritual foundation at all levels. So I really want to see this company become so well known for how it reaches people in a positive and inclusive way that it won't matter once we're gone, that it won't need me or Jocelyn or Janet to keep running. It'll be running, it'll be so well established, it'll carry on for centuries. Is one of the greatest changing moments in history for its ability to change the way people think about themselves in a positive way. And so when I got that question, it was interesting because I had the answer right away. I knew exactly where Creole Monday was going to be in 100 years, in 300 years. It's going to be helping change the world in a way that people couldn't have imagined 10 years ago.
This is Creole Monday's legacy, then, to the world.
Yes. Yes, very much so. And it's not that I'm doing this for Creole Monday to be famous. We're doing it for Creole Monday to help people change the way they think about themselves. Because if we can change the way people think about themselves, then they're going to start changing the way they think about each other. So we're not going to be living in isolation. We're not going to be living in fear because we don't know our neighbors or because we don't know people outside our community or we don't know people outside our province or outside our country. That's where fear comes from, is the unknown. And if we can help break that down, then I think we'll have made a huge difference in the world beyond what we can even probably imagine today.
You know, this is especially a very good time for people to pick up on the energies that really can not only help themselves but others. And I know for a fact that this Creole Monday is a wonderful way to start. Just a great way to start. All you have to do is take one of the pieces of wonderful apparel, slip it on, and away you go. And it's subtle, yet it's powerful because it starts to happen right away. I know, because that's my experience.
And I like how you say it's a way to start, because we're not saying we're the answer. We're just a part of the mosaic. We're part of the fabric of everybody else who's trying to give this love and hope into the world, this positive energy into the world. I think we're just doing it in a way that's minus the theory, minus all the quantum physics part. It's just there. It's very simple. You just wrap it around you, put this energy around you, and you can't help but be affected by it. It was interesting because I was talking yesterday to somebody in San Diego, and they got it. They got it right away, and I was so excited because I love it when people really get our concept. They understand it, and this fellow was just so excited about the company and what we were doing, and I said, you know, I'm looking at all the artwork that I have in the office right now because we've been creating banners and posters that people are going to be able to buy. And so I've got all the different iterations of the artwork around my walls, and I'm just beaming because of the energy that I'm getting just from the artwork. So it's really fun. When I talk to people about the concept and they get it right away, that to me just pleases me no end because I know that they're going to be touched by this and they're going to touch somebody else by it in a positive way.
Well, thank you, Allison, because you've helped all our listeners to keep the dream alive. We thank you. You're our number one sponsor, and you deserve it. And you have a number one product that can really, truly help people to be exactly who they are, but just in such a way that they're expressing more of the positive rather than the negative.
Yes.
And that changes things right there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome. You take care.
Bye-bye for now. We'll hear from you again.
You will. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Zorro, and I come here tonight to flower you because I love you, my Catherine. Catherine, come to me now. I love the smell of your neck, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Your ruby lips entice me, Zorro. Catherine Zeta-Jones, I sink into them and I see her soil. I saw her. I bend my knee to you.
See something clearly, just know.
And I pray we go to bed soon. Ride on my horse for many miles just to see you, my Catherine. I would ride many miles, but maybe not more than 50. Just for one kiss, my sweet Catherine, my rosebud. Come to me now. I lust for you, and you only, for I am Zorro.
Just the way
In the beginning was the plan, and then came the assumptions. And the assumptions were without form, and the plan was completely without substance. And the darkness was upon the face of the employees, and they spoke among themselves, saying,
"It is a crock of shit, and it stinks."
And the employees went unto their supervisors, saying,
"It is a pail of dung, and none may abide the odor thereof."
And the supervisors went unto their managers, saying,
"It is a container of excrement, and it is very strong, such that none may abide it."
And the managers went unto their directors, saying,
"It is a vessel of fertilizer, and none may abide its strength."
And the directors went unto their executive director, saying,
"It contains that which aids plant growth, and it is very strong."
And the executive director went unto the president, saying,
"It promotes growth, and is very powerful."
And the president went unto the board of directors, saying,
"This new plan will actively promote the growth and efficiency of this organization."
And the board of directors looked upon the plan and saw that it was good, and the plan became policy.
And this is how it happens.
It's one thing to talk. Would you like me to sing for you a song?
Sing for me, Marley.
Well, could you name a song from my era? Maybe.
Eileen Goodnight. Eileen.
It's Irene.
Irene, ah, yes, Irene.
Goodnight. Irene Goodnight. we're just having some silly time around the fire. I was very good with the men in those days.
You still are.
That's the unfortunate part. I get the wrong kind. I need to be taken care of like I am accustomed to.
Have you ever met Ludmila?
No, I have not. Perhaps he has heard of her. Is that true, Shakespeare?
Shakespeare. He is sometimes a
no, cat. Perhaps, I have to be in the mood to sing.
On the garden gate.
Well, we're coming to another close of our Dream Path show, and we would like to thank Don Newsome and Seth and everyone at BBS Radio for making all this possible. And a special thanks to Creole Monday, our sponsor. Please check out their site at creolemonday.com, creolemundi.com. And they have an amazing holiday special on right now that I urge all of you to check out. You won't be disappointed. And thank you, Allison, for making our day always so bright no matter what's going on in the world. You have joy and laughter in your heart, which you share with everyone you touch. And I think it's only appropriate that we dedicate this show also to those that are feeling a little lonely and lost out there right now with these energies circulating and the confusion that everyone is being bombarded with. And know that you have purpose and you are deeply loved and that there's nothing that can heal you faster than a good laugh, and we hope that we have brought that to you tonight. Good night, and we'll see you in a few weeks' time, and God bless.